This is a recording with Reverend Timothy To Siang Hui, Ascension number 0020007 Real 2. Let's talk about your relationship with your father first. What do you remember him as?
He was a very strict father. Confucian style, and he's a Confucian scholar. Though he was a good elder and good Christian man, and we would have our evening devotions. He's very strict. We all come together to worship after dinner. But he was over strict that when I don't get first boy and I go back, I get second boy, I get a caning. So that did not go with me. I felt very bitter. But mother I love so dearly, even from young days. Everything I must ask mother. Mm-hmm. Even, mother, can I go out and pass water? I ask her. And she said, of course, you can. But you see, I love my mother so much. So when my mother told me, when I was about 7 or 8, when I grew up, you have to be a pastor. Of course, in my spirit, I didn't like it. But because I love mother, I said, yes. Mm. Whatever mother wants me to do, of course I'll do. Mm. So that's a relationship. And we live as a happy family. My father is, you know, very strict, but we respect him. And we have our family worship. We like it too. Mm-hmm. The only thing is that he was too strict.
I understand that your father was involved in the 1911 revolution. Do you recall anything?
Yes, he was in a sense very loyal follower, and he told me that he was a gun and bomb runner carrying these things for the cause of the revolution. And I have got these old pictures are gone already, but I've seen how my father was hobnobbling with all the big shots in the Chinese government.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the Kuomintang?
Kuomintang. Mm. So, when the Manchus fell in 1911, my father was one of the first to cut off the queue. Mm-hmm. You know, otherwise they are all long queues. Huh?
So your dad did have a picture?
Yeah, I don't think I have a picture of his queue, but he cut it off, mm-hmm, supporting the revolution. And he has got a calligraphy by Sun Yat-sen's, not exactly from his hand, but his secretary must have written for him, but signed Sun Wen, Sun Yat-sen, Sun Wen, his Chinese name, to Mr. To King Kee, with the two words, Po Ai, philanthropic love. He's very famous, Po Ai. And I can show it, it's in my house. Mm. There is still his calligraphy.
Mm. Your father's involvement with Chinese politics, how did it impact your family life?
Well, then Sun Yat-sen died in 1925. By that time, my father was linked up with one general, Zhang Zizhong, who was a very close associate of Chiang Kai-shek. So through him, he got under Chiang Kai-shek to join his ranks. And Chiang Kai-shek appointed him as medical superintendent of the military hospital in Canton, Guangzhou. So we all moved up from Suatau to Hong Kong. Hong Kong, we went up to stay in Canton for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I still remember my father in all his uniform. He likes to be very stylish. You know? He was a lieutenant colonel. Mm-hmm. His rank was lieutenant colonel. And was superintendent of the military hospital. I remember in my young days we went to the teaching hospital with all the mummies, with all the bodies, all soaked in whatever it is, and that's where they do the dissecting. I still remember that. And then after 2 years, following closely Chiang Kai-shek, the time came when they were going to advance to Nanking in 1927 to capture Nanking. But in 1926, there was a year we migrated to Singapore. My father had a burst of, his gastric ulcer or what, and he vomited blood. He almost died. But my mother prayed for him especially, and later on he recovered.
Why did your family choose to come to Singapore in 1926? Why did you choose to come to Singapore in 1926?
The reason is, before that, my father had sent quite some money to my second uncle to buy a rubber estate in Senai. So somehow he had this investment in Malaysia, and my second uncle was doing business and doing planting also, but the estate was bought by my father in Senai. So with this connection, and my grandfather was sent to Singapore already, and he was a pastor of Glory Church, you know, Bukit Timah.
Yes.
He pastored the church for a while. Mm-hmm. And my second uncle and third uncle had been sent here to study English. So they learned English in Singapore in those days, very early. So with this breakdown in health, my father took me one day to go and see Chiang Kai-shek. I was a little boy. And when I saw Chiang Kai-shek, he looks like a lion or tiger. Very, very powerful. I can still remember that.
Mm.
But my father brought me to see Chiang Kai-shek to show him that he did not mean any sinister business. To bring my son along, he could not do anything bad to Chiang Kai-shek. That is his style.
Mm.
And Chiang Kai-shek, how? I still remember. You want to resign, and because you are going to Senai, and because of your sickness, he released him. So that was his goodbye. I still remember his goodbye to Chiang Kai-shek.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I mean, they were on good terms because he had been serving under him.
Mm-hmm.
And in a 1926 rally, they were all going to the Northern Expedition to bring down all the warlords. And because after Sun Yat-sen died, the China was divided into five or six regions,
mm-hmm.
each with a big warlord, no, controlling.
Right.
And Chiang Kai-shek was going to unify the nation.
Right.
And I still remember day and night hearing the buglers, the soldiers marching and shouting slogans. And I myself felt very patriotic. I liked to go and join, even as a small boy.
You were in Canton then, right?
Canton.
Right.
And so we all left Canton and took a boat from Hong Kong, P&O liner, APCA liner, and we arrived here at Christmas, just before Christmas, 1926.
Right.
And we stayed at Sligi Road.
Right. Now, before we move on to your life in Singapore, let's go back a little bit to your life in homeland China. Can you tell me a little bit about your birthplace, Sua Tau?
It was a heavenly place. Every day with songs. My father was a doctor. He had a good practice. He was a doctor by the British missionary doctors.
So it's Western medicine, actually.
Western medicine, yeah. He had 5 years training. He's got all those training in what surgery and all that. I can still show you the certificate. Big diploma, like that. So my father would usually take us out, and we had a wonderful life. And I went to kindergarten in Sua Tau, and life was very happy. But then my father had made enemies with one of his closest friends, and it was because of money. He had come to the Southeast to collect a big sum of money for the building of a Chinese YMCA in Sua Tau. But his friend who received the money, somehow they had a quarrel that the situation was not very clear. And so there was a feud between my father and this man. So my father was arrested and taken into custody once, not only once but twice. And he would have been shot the 1 or 2 days. And so life became very sad, no, when the father gets arrested. And my mother was praying all the time. I still remember those days. But then the Lord saved my father in a very miraculous way. I need not tell the story. So from there, we were forced to leave Sua Tau, so we went to Hong Kong. So I stayed in Hong Kong, and I went to, and now I remember very clearly, I went to kindergarten in the Anglican kindergarten.
In Hong Kong?
Hong Kong. And I studied all my times table in Cantonese.
Right.
Even so small, we all repeat. Nah.
No, that was before you left you came down to Canton.
No.
Sua Tau to Hong Kong.
Canton. Then
right,
Canton.
Right.
Then when I was in kindergarten in Canton, I learned all my times table. That today when I do my mathematics, I calculate all in Cantonese. Because I recited the times table.
Mm-hmm.
Then after a few months in Hong Kong, then we went to Canton. And we were there for nearly 2 years. And then from there we came to, from Canton to Hong Kong, then Singapore.
How big was your family?
It was an extended family. In those days, the sisters all stayed under in my father's care. Second uncle had come to Singapore to invest and all that. But there were three sisters of my father who stayed with us. And so he's a commander-in-chief over the three sisters also, and the youngest brother. We all stayed together.
So in all, how many siblings do you have?
Plus my second uncle's wife and two or three children. Because my second uncle came to Singapore to do business. So all these were under him.
Mm-hmm. And from your parents, how many of them? How many children? Your brothers and
that
sisters?
That is my big sister, myself, Xiang Yu, Dr. Xiang Yu of Penang, who has died already, and Xiang Hua. Xiang Hua, who is the professor, you know, he's over Calvary Pandan.
Right.
Dr. Tu Xiang Hua.
Yes.
There are four of us.
Right, okay. Can you describe a little bit about your Tao clan then in China, back in China?
Well, my father is the supreme boss. And my grandfather, my grandmother also was under my father. But my grandfather was an evangelist. So he did not stay in Sua Tau. He would go to the villages to preach. And then finish, then he'll come back. Three-tier family, so would stay with my father. But then my grandma died. So then my grandfather came to Singapore with the two sons, my second and third uncles. That's how the family split like that. And all the rest were under my father, namely all the younger sisters and second uncle's wife and children.
Okay. How would you describe the social status of the family then? When you were back home in China?
Well, my father was a very highly respected. He's a doctor, and he has a very good a very good way of making friends. He was able to get to the higher echelons of the government, like President Li Yuanhong, and he was a president. And my father was in the picture. So he was able to get to mix with all these high echelon people.
Right.
So, of course, I mean, people respect him. Like he's a big shot like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And able to command people like that.
So how did he feel then, being a son? Of
course, I feel very proud. I felt very proud. And he would make me the best navy suit, cap, and everything. If my name sewn in gold, no? I still remember. And we are very well dressed with my sister. Usually, we are the two oldest. We are very well taken care of. So I felt very proud about our family. I thought we are somebody like that.
What about your relationship with your sister?
She's very dear to me. When she died, I really feel very sad.
She was a doctor too,
she was a doctor, and she took very good care of me. And especially when I went to study and my wife was left behind, she would inquire about them and give them medicine and take care of my children.
Mm. Reverend, in your younger days, when you decided to be a pastor, your other siblings were... most of them were professionals.
Well, my sister, by that time, when I went to study theology in America, 1947, she was already earning since the Japanese days. She was the last class to graduate from the Edward VII College of Medicine, Singapore.
King Edward VII.
King Edward VII. And she got her diploma during the bombing days. She scraped through.
Her LMS.
LMS. Not scraped through. She did very well. But she was the last class to pass. And then she was able to practice during the Japanese days. That's how we were able to subsist, because her earnings helped to keep the family also.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Coming to Singapore, what happened on the day when you were told that you would be migrating to Singapore?
Oh, we are very happy.
How is that so?
Oh, we are going to take the big ship. Cabin class.
P&O liner.
The P&O liner. I forgot the name, but it was a P&O liner. When we are coming to Singapore, we are all very happy because we are going to sit on the big ship. That's all we knew.
Do you recall any personal preparations before departure? Planning of itinerary, saying bye-bye to your relatives?
Yeah. Before we came to Singapore, my father took my mother, my sister, myself on a side trip from Hong Kong to Swatow, the last visit. And we went to our village called Yam Chau, where my second granduncle, that is my father's second uncle. He was 82. He was 82. But he was already in his last days. And because of old age, or maybe some sickness, he still could understand. So my father said, we must go and pay respects to second granduncle in the village, our home village, before we go to China, go to Singapore. So that's why I remember our own village, the old church and the pond where it is. I still have faint ideas. And then my father made a big dinner to honor my second great uncle. Then after we left, he died. So that was something very special before he came down to Singapore. We made a trip to our own village.
Do you miss anybody? Who do you miss most leaving China?
I don't miss anyone, because all of us came. None was left in China.
What was your perceptions and expectations about life in Singapore before you came, actually?
Oh, it's too small to understand that. We are very happy, like going on the picnic, going to sit the big boat, that's all we know.
What about the scene at the time of leaving China? Do you recall the port of embarkation?
Well, it's Hong Kong.
Right.
We left from Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. And there was nothing to say, because our whole family came, and I still remember my father commanding, and then my fourth uncle were helping, and then getting all on top of the ship, and we stayed 1 week in the South China Sea, and I enjoyed, children enjoy, you know, when there's a storm or we don't get seasick. Oh. Our children don't get seasick. Very funny. We enjoy ourselves.
Right. What about in terms of the living conditions on board the ship?
We were in the economy class cabin. So that is very good already, because we are cabin class. Otherwise, you are in the deck. You go below, and they are like packed like sardines, in a hole. People live in the hole. It's terrible. I've seen it. So we enjoyed very much. There was piano in the lounge, and we were having good food, Western food. Enjoy so much.
What was your dressing like during that time?
Well, we have the best clothes. My parents always gave us very nice.
It dressed in Oriental style?
Yeah, Oriental style.
So you had the...
Yeah, I think the button like that.
Right. Okay. Was there any significant event that took place on board the ship?
No, I mean, it was quite pleasant. And then we knew that when they arrived, the deck passengers all were sent to St. John's Island. They must go through quarantine. But we are in the cabin class. We just go straight. The others have to go through St. John's.
Right.
In those days, you cannot land because you must go through this quarantine,
Why would it make the economy class so special?
We are cabin class anyway. We all had nice cabins.
Right.
So economy class is still cabin class. But then below that, you go to stay on the deck. And when I went back to China, I was a deck passenger. And we really tasted the rigors.
Right.
When I went back for training in China, I brought my wife and three children along. And we were deck passengers.
What was your first impression of Singapore when you first arrived
as
a young boy?
We're all in the good Christian tradition that the first thing is that we must go to church. And the church was the present Presbyterian, the red building, But before them, it was a bungalow house in a coconut plantation. And when we went to church, it was that old house that you can see in the history of Singapore. I was there.
What about your grandfather's house at Upper Serangoon Road, which you mentioned? Your grandfather was a minister.
Yeah.
The present Better Presbyterian Church.
That's right. That was... It turned out like this. Our estate in Senai was also a church, because my grandfather, when he came to Senai, he is a minister. He did not forget his faith. So we established a church in our own house, in the estate.
In Senai.
Yeah, in Senai. So there were regular services of our own people and then some Christian families that stay around, because it was a sort of a Christian colony. Mm-hmm. Other Christians came and they bought estates around our place. So they all came to service, well, maybe 20 people like that. So one week after we stayed in Seligi Road, at that time the course was just newly opened, maybe 1 or 2 years. So I took a motor car, it's a Ford car. There are only two brands, Ford and Chevrolet, only two cars. But it's very pleasant. It is a canvas roof type of car, and in 1 hour something, we breezed through 32 miles away in Senai. Then we settled in Senai. It was less than a year, when the three-tier family cannot stick together. My father has a hot temper. My grandfather has a hot temper. So father and son, they quarrel. And very interestingly, everything dispersed. My grandfather found a job to be pastor of the Bethel Church in Aukang. So the two daughters, packed off and went with him to take care of him. My eldest aunt also in the meantime got married. So she was married to Shanghai. So the family broke up, and my second uncle's wife, he had got his own house, so they also went. So the whole thing got dissolved. So left my father and mother. and the younger children. Mm-hmm. And then my sister and I, we came to stay with my grandpa in Aogang, mm-hmm. this Bethel Church.
Mm. Well, why would your family, why the dispersal? Why some in Sinai and why some in Singapore?
Because my second uncle had to find his own livelihood, so he got his own house and his own business. So naturally, his wife left my father's care. Mm. At first, they all came to Sinai. Mm. So he left. My father and grandpa could not get along, so they split. So my father also looked a job for him, a position in Upper Serangoon. So my grandfather went there to be pastor. Mm. So naturally, with Singapore as a base, we grandchildren naturally gravitate to Singapore, stay with him and go to school in Singapore.
But how did he feel? I mean, your daughter and yourself, how did you feel about having to leave your parents and come to Singapore?
Well, of course, I felt very sad to leave mother, but not sad to leave father because he caned me. But then mother was very good. You must not tell lies. You must study hard, otherwise you become a coolie. And you must leave me, but go. In fact, I stayed with another friend of father and stayed with my foster mother.
Mm. In Singapore?
Yeah. Kaima.
Kaima.
Kaima. She was my kindergarten teacher in Hong Kong. Mm. And she migrated to Singapore. And when she got hold of me, oh, you must come and stay with me. So I stayed with her for some time. I don't know, maybe a few weeks or a month or two. And all for the sake of acquiring knowledge, because we are getting old already. Mm. By that time, we are 7, and we have no school. So I stayed in Upper Serangoon. I went to the Malayan Seminary, Seventh Adventist. Mm-hmm. I studied there a few months, and then later on, I got into ACS.
So you make mention that when you first arrived in Singapore, you were staying in Seligi.
Yeah.
Now, tell me a little bit about your Seligi house.
Seligi is, I think, another... somehow, I cannot say exactly what it is, but we stayed upstairs for a few days only.
So rented?
Somebody's, I think, house. A relative's house.
Right.
So we stayed there a few days and then went to church. And after church, the next day we pack off to come to Sinai already. So it's a very transitory situation.
So Singapore was just a transitory situation.
Oh, just a few
situation.
Days. Huh?
And then the church at Prinsep Street.
Then the church at Prinsep Street in 1928 or 29 was built new. Mm. But this church has already outgrew itself and they pulled down, they built another church. Mm. But at that time, we all worship in the bungalow house, mm. the house of Kisbury, mm. Reverend Kisbury. Before the building of this Prinsep Street Red Building, mm-hmm. there was an old bungalow house. We worshiped there.
So what was your family's connection with the church then? No connection?
Oh, we are Presbyterian and this is a Presbyterian church. All the Christians from China, when they come to Singapore, they'll go to this church. Right. They're bound to go there.
Right. Tell me a little bit more about this grandfather's house at Upper Serangoon Road. Can you do a little bit of description?
Well, by the time he became pastor of this church, they had built an original church in 1883, mm. half brick and half wood. But by the year 1927 or 28, the church that was built in 1883 began to deteriorate.
Right.
Because of the wood was eaten by white ants. Mm. The brick structure is all right. So they had to pull it down. So the church was no more, and they have to worship in the parsonage, which was a big attap house with a big hall with 4 rooms, 2 rooms on each side, and then the hall can seat about 40 people. Mm. And